In my last congregation in the Dalles, I had three couples that celebrated over 60 years of marriages. Anybody in this congregation over 50 or 60 years of marriage? Yeah, praise God for that. I'm a neophyte, only 38 are coming up on. But how important is it that God has given you that spiritual person to be with you? I can only assume if your marriage is anything like mine, there might have been a tussle or two every now and then. In my family, I'm good German family, Westhaver. It's not who's right, it's who shouts the loudest that's right. Now you have to understand, I'm the biggest person in my family. I stand at like 5'7". My father's 5'3", my mother was 5'4". Pretty little people, right? But how important is it that God gives us the blessings? And yet, as we are God's people living out our lives, God sent his son Christ to die for us, to live among us. And not just when things are good, right? It's when things are really yucky and bad that God comes to us. I'm kind of a nutso crackers person when it comes to media. I'm a political junkie, I'll admit it. Friday, I was watching the news. Breaking news. I was fully expecting it was another snowstorm. Or something else the president had done. But about noontime, I think it was 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock on noontime, the Murdoch trial verdict had just come out. If you watched any of that, I don't know if any of you folks did live, the Judge Newsom basically said in so many words, I find you, Mr. Dupricious, everything you said to us is a lie. We've worked together in courts, and today you have sunk to a new level. And I was thinking in that point in time, in Mr. Murdoch's life, how important is it that this man might come to a knowledge of Christ as his Lord and his Savior? And the recognition that when life is really, really bad, that's when God does his most powerful things, doesn't he? A couple of times in my life, there's been a lot of situations where family and friends were in life's end. What do? We could just crawl up in a ball and cry our brains out. Or what do as God's people? Typically, we pick up the phone and say to your brother, your sister in Christ, pray for me. Pray for me. About 6 months ago, I was down at the fishing dock, was called in. On my phone, I have what's called active 911. It's basically reverse 911. I'm one of the chaplains. I got to the dock. I'm seeing the men doing CPR, mechanical CPR on this man. I find the spouse who's not in a ball of tears. She's just enraged. I put my arm around her and say, ma'am, would you like me to pray for you? She said the most unreasonable thing I ever thought in my life. No, why would you pray for me? Took me back. It wasn't she wanted not to be prayed for. She had work to do. We sat there for the next 20 minutes. I had my arm around her back and said, God, you know I need my husband. God, you know I can't do this. God be with him. And literally as she shouted out to God, you could see, could see her and I could see them doing the compressions over here. And the chief was coming and goes, we might lose your husband. I was like, you just go away. You do your work. We're doing our work over here. 3 minutes later, they get a pulse. 10 minutes later, he's rushed to the hospital. The man lived. He was flown from Newport to Corvallis. And everyone goes, how did this all happen? And most of the people, unfortunately, that I work with in the firefighters are not faith-believing people. You think it impacted their lives? You bet. This woman, I turned to the woman, she goes, I knew we could do it together, chaplain. I knew we could do it together. How important is that, that we as God's people see what is alive and well? hear these four horns shouting and doing horrible things. And we see the craftsmen doing their work, doing a couple projects around my house, restoring some stuff because my brother and I finally decided it's about time to take apart my father's house. He only died 2.5 years ago. So we're working through the estate. So I have a couple things I'm refurbishing. I don't fancy myself as a craftsman, but I enjoy watching people that work with wood and stone and glass. And I think of that idea of craftsman, how God works in our lives and crafts us, each in our own task. Whether we be physical therapists, mechanical engineers, teachers, preachers, that God uses all those gifts which we have to raise us up so that we as God's people can share that message with those people around it that need to hear it most. It could well be someone in your family, but it could be that neighbor down the street or that person at Dollar General that's having a bad day, that we can say, God be with them and bless them. May God continue to be with us, bless us as we are blessed by Him. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the faith and knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.